The UN today is trying to secure a 48-hour pause in fighting in Aleppo, Syria, so that aid can be delivered.
Will a little boy's picture help? Now, fighting in Aleppo has intensified as rebel groups have made significant gains but drawn retaliatory bombings from Russia and other Syrian allies. Last week, Russia set a 3-hour temporary suspension to allow food and medical supplies through, but the UN said that wasn't enough. And then this week, the dispute took on a tiny, dust-covered, bloody human face. You've probably seen the little boy pulled from the rubble after an airstrike, sitting by himself in an ambulance, silent. Never has a soul seemed more alone, not knowing, of course, that millions will see him on social media. The 5-year-old has been identified as Amram Dakhnish. He's been released from care. Nazanin Ash is Policy and Advocacy Director at the International Rescue Committee. Nazanin, what did you at the IRC think when you saw that picture?
For us, seeing that image was a reminder of images we see all the time. We've got 2,000 humanitarian aid workers on the ground in Syria, Syrians helping fellow citizens. Those images are all too common for them.
Yeah. Well, people are hoping it might be a wake-up call. And there's another tweet going out now. It's a split-screen cartoon. It shows little Amran in the ambulance on one side, and then that 3-year-old drowned refugee child who washed up on the beach of a resort in Greece on the other side of the screen. And the captions read, "Options for children in Syria, stay or go." You know, the implication, either way, it doesn't matter. Talk about this 5-year civil war impact on children.
It's been tremendous. The devastation has rendered decades of international law on the protection of civilians in conflict irrelevant. As you know, in the 5 years of this war, there have been 400,000 civilian deaths. There are 13.5 million people in desperate need of assistance in Syria. That's more than half the population. There are 6 million children in need, 2 million people in need in Aleppo alone. Amran is the face of so many.
Yeah. Well, and Syria's losing a whole generation, we're hearing. I mean, 8.4 million children actually affected in some way. That's more than 80% of the country's young population.
That's right. In 5 years, we've seen this war wipe out decades of development in Syria. You're talking about a stable, middle-income country where now over 75% of the population lives in extreme poverty, where nearly 4 million Syrian children in and outside of Syria are out of school. We are looking at multiple lost generations as a result of this vicious, violent, long-standing civil war. And to your point, you know, the images that we're seeing around the world today of Amran inside Syria contrasted with Aylan Kurdi washed up on the beaches in Turkey, that represents the choices that Syrian families face. You know, put your children in incredible harm if you stay, at the risk of aerial strikes, at the risk of starvation, or take your best chances and leave and, you know, face a perilous journey and an uncertain outcome on the shores where you land.
Look, American military officials say they don't see any ISIS presence in and around Aleppo, which is why, you know, they don't strike there and why they don't think the Russians should be. You know, it's long been said that the Russians are actually targeting these anti-Assad rebel groups that are in and around the city. We'll put the politics and the strategy aside. If aid workers are trying to get this halt, and it's hoped that the picture of Amran will help with that cessation of violence for even a short period of time, to go in and bring supplies, why can't they bring children out?
Because the circumstances are so treacherous. In so many ways, the 3-hour ceasefires and the talk of humanitarian corridors and the talk of humanitarian access has been a farce with respect to the realities on the ground. What UN convoys have been able to deliver is food aid to less than 4% of those who need it and medical supplies to less than 1%.
Nazanin Ash, Policy and Advocacy Director at the International Refugee Committee in Washington. Do you think this picture will change anything? The picture of Amran, the picture of the little boy, you know, washed up on a beach, really didn't.
Well, you know, what we saw was an outpouring of support in the form of donations and just citizens all over the world looking for ways that they can help. But that is a temporary response. It hasn't had an impact on what's been, you know, the most prominent impasse in this conflict, which is whether the multiple parties, Western powers, the Iranians, the Turks, the Russians, and most importantly, the Assad regime, can align their interests, recognize the devastating consequences, and bring an end to this conflict. That's really what this picture needs to motivate.
Nazanin, thank you.
Thank you so much.